Question one, what do you know about the crime rate in Casper, and what is your opinion on it?
So personally, because I do have friends that I, you know, that are on the police force, they've said that a lot of the general public live in a bubble. So I don't actually know a lot about it unless what I see, you know, in the papers or on social media, unfortunately, because it is kind of behind a veil.
Agreed. What do you think would make Casper's neighborhood safer?
Unfortunately, with the neighborhood I live in, I feel pretty safe, and I think that is at the discretion of where somebody, you know, lives. I would assume that depending on where they live, if they don't feel safe or if they feel safe, that they, you know, would either want less, you know, less or more police presence. I feel like for a community, or I mean, a neighborhood to feel safer, it starts at a community level. I feel like the more camaraderie that a neighborhood has, and when you know your neighbors, and that when you look out for one another, that's where it ideally starts at, not, you know, more or less police presence.
Do you feel safe in your neighborhood, and why or why not?
I actually do feel really safe in my neighborhood. I luckily live in Barnum, and that's, you know, we have an entire community page, and a lot of people have respect for each other and do know their neighbors, and do, you know, we get together and have community events, and, you know, not everybody gets out, and I'm sure there's lots of people that may not know each other, but for the most part, people at least know who lives around them, and, you know, we do, you know, see, we have a partnership with the sheriff's office, and so I think I feel safe, but I'm involved in my community, and so I think that's another way that people can
feel safer.
Right, is when they actively participate in community events or go to community meetings or just reach out to people that they, you know, would like to know more in their community and help each other out that way.
Perfect. Thank you so much.